Hello, everybody, and welcome to week number 9 here at the Frankfurt Wildcats Locker Room Chat here with Boys Head Coach Adam Schreiner. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Winklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Well, Coach, let's talk about your last couple of games here. First off, let's discuss that game against Blue Valley Randolph. Big-time win, 67-59. You had a lot of great scores in that game. Lane Loizo putting up 27 points and then about roughly 14 points apiece from Tyler Smith and Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I thought the kids came out and competed hard. We kind of got behind there in the first quarter. But, you know, they kept their composure, they kept battling, and, you know, kind of towards the end of the third and then through the fourth, I executed things and played hard and finished with rebounds and did the small things it took to come out to get a win. You know, Blue Valley is a good team and a team we might see later on down the road. So it's always builds confidence when you can go out and finish a game like that. So happy for the kids.
And of course, you just played a game last night, a rematch against Centralia, which you guys played earlier on in the season. But here you play them again, just losing 46-37. What can you tell me a little bit about that game?
Yeah, they did a great job defensively, kind of kept us in check, and we had a hard time putting the ball in the hole, and then they got two big guys, and they all just seemed to crash the boards, and it seems like they out-rebounded us there through a stretch where it was hard for us to secure the rebound and finish up at the defensive end, so we'll go back and look at the film to see what changes we need to make, what are some things that maybe we did well, and like I said, what changes we need to make, so... Again, a tough team, and, you know, we just didn't get it done last night.
Upcoming here, you have a game on Friday against Valley Heights. That game also a 92.1 at KMZA. What can you tell me about this upcoming opponent here in the Valley Heights Mustangs, and then give me a quick thought of next Tuesday's game against Axtell?
Well, as far as Valley Heights, I mean, I think they're kind of getting healthy and everything from what I know of after the TBL tournament. So getting some players back, and I think, you know, kind of falling into – what they possibly can be, and that, I mean, they're a good, hard-working, solid team. They're well-coached, and, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we pay attention to our details that we need to take care of, and you know, we know it's going to be a hard-fought game in the TVL, so we look forward to the matchup, as I'm sure they do, and, you know, we'll get after it Friday.
And, of course, your upcoming game, against Axtell on next Monday.
Yeah, I saw last night Pawnee City, they gave them the second-best run of the year, taking it to overtime, if I remember correctly. So, you know, we played Pawnee City earlier on, and we're able to compete with them. So I think that gives us a little bit of confidence going in against Axtell, having those similar opponents. And, you know, and just another team that's well-coached, and they're, you know, so physical and like to get after it defensively and turn defense into offense. So we're going to have to make sure that we cherish each possession and, you know, hopefully build on confidence from last year, where I thought that was one of our best games last year, was going up there and playing. So we know we're capable of it, but it's putting everything together at the right time.
Well, last question here, Coach. You know, this season's kind of coming down quickly to an end. I mean, you're battling out not just only a TVL standing, but also the sub-state standings. What's it kind of mean here to really grind out these last couple of weeks here to get those extra couple of wins here, especially for sub-state, as right now just 13-5 on the season and third in the sub-state seedings?
Yeah, I mean, we know every game matters. I mean, just for the perspective of, we want to go out, get on a run before we get into sub-state. So we had kind of put a run together, and Centralia kind of took it to us last night. So we'll rebound, try to get back, you know, kind of on that roll, feeling good about what we're doing and playing with confidence. And, you know, the seedings, there's, I think, maybe 6-7 teams right there between 3 losses and 5 losses. So we're not sure necessarily where we'll end up, but we just want to make sure we're on a roll. And then when it comes sub-state time, we'll take anybody one game at a time and see where we end up.
This has been week number 9 of the Coaches Shows here with Adam Schreiner, head coach of the Frankfurt Boys. Coach, thank you as always.
Thank you for your time and covering the kids. We appreciate it.